That number is 970-578-9779.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon, and welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to jump around a little bit today. The derailment of this train there in Palestine, America, it was this train with these cars full of chemicals derailed at an intersection where the speed limit, the train speed limit, these laws in Ohio state that any of these trains carrying hazardous material, they are to slow to 30 miles an hour. That is the law. The trains had chemicals. I think I'm trying to remember how many cars. They were like pickup sticks on a bend, on a curve. That train was moving at about 50 miles an hour. This wasn't an accident. The conductors, they know the rules, they know the laws, but the laws actually were eased by a bill, Section 213.9 of the FRA Regulations on Track Safety Standards. So these rules were relaxed, and that train hit that curve at 50 miles an hour. There was no options as to what the train or the train cars could do. They're supposed to stay on the track. They're supposed to stay solid on the track. But inertia. This wasn't Antifa. It wasn't, any protest group that had done something to the track. This was higher up. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a few minutes. But just to get you started, we're going to talk about also environmental social governance. Environmental social governance. This is why this attack, I would say that it was an attack. It was a pre-planned operation by the woke agenda, the people that are pushing this ESG agenda, environmental social governance. I really don't want to get into that just yet. I'm going to back up. I'm going to go to something else presently. Now, what is happening before I go to that program is that the United States, we were responsible for the rupture of the gas stream, the Nord Stream pipelines. We were responsible for that. And what is happening in Ukraine is Ukraine is a construction site. According to an article I've been reading, whatdoesitmean.com, for today's article, And I've talked about this before, months ago, that what's happening in Ukraine, eventually the corporations internationally, especially in the United States, Bechtel, all of them, it's a construction zone, construction site. According to this article, it is the world's largest construction site. The article, quote, "It's not an invasion. It's about protective Russia interests and the people who live there, the Russian people. The Ukrainian authorities are the ones who provoked the operation." Now, the New York Times report, quoting the New York Times, "Thousands of businesses around the globe are positioning themselves for a possible multi-billion dollar gold rush." Forget the billion. Take billion out of there. Multi-trillion. "The reconstruction of the Ukraine, the whole nation, once the war is over." These corporations are not going to capitalize on the destruction of Ukraine. I'm going to tell them, all these CEOs, all these big corporations, you're not going to rebuild Ukraine. You won't. You don't have enough time. "The profound human tragedy is unavoidable. It also has a huge economic opportunity that Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has likened to the Marshall Plan." I talked about that in previous programs. This was not yet printed. But if you look at the pattern, and you see these patterns, like those in the occult world, they look at the avenues in the heavens. They look at the streams in the heaven, the flow of what happens in the heavens. Well, then you have those. These are the astrologers. And we'll finish in a little bit. We're going to talk about the those who watch the patterns on the surface of the earth in a second. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, "By failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail." So go to 1360khnc.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360khnc.com.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360khnc.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, Telephone Technology Specialist, here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
There might have been things I miss, but don't be unkind. Don't mean I'm blind. Perhaps there's a thing or two I think of lying in bed I shouldn't have said, but there it is. You see, it's all clear. You were meant to be here.
So there are patterns in the heavens, and the astrologers, they look at the occult patterns in the heavens. They see the rivers, they see the highways. The sorcerers on the earth, they see what happens, these patterns on the earth. King David in the Psalms talks about them. They're called L-I-N-E-S, lines. So there are lines that God uses for his people. Holy lineages, holy lines with people, with families. The same with the children in the occult. Now, with this war in Ukraine, this was pre-planned. It was orchestrated through the council of the Luciferians, who serve Satan. They see what they're allowed to do on the earth. See, they were allowed to provoke Russia into this conflict. They think that they were the ones making that decision. They don't realize they're just following God's plan. They had to provoke Russia. Russia had to respond because Russia has to become great. So they think, the Luciferians, they think with all of these things that they're, through the sorcerers in the occult, giving them info, intelligence, as to from intelligence from the other kingdom, and in that intelligence, it tells them what to do, or that they're instructed on what they can get away with, what they are to do. They don't realize they're being used by the sovereign hand of God. They think they're making these decisions because Lucifer is giving them the insight. And yes, Lucifer is, because God will allow it. God has allowed it. Russia must be great. Russia, day by day, is getting more powerful militarily, economically, with Vladimir Putin's diplomatic discussions with the nations surrounding Russia and other nations in the multipolar world system. He's being used by God to put together nations that are going to work together during the time of the coming Antichrist, when he is the head of the unipolar world network. I'm giving you insight. You don't have to believe me, but so I had mentioned that Ukraine, the pattern is you go into a nation or nations, an area like Western Europe, Eastern Europe, Central Europe, you destroy everything, and who profits? The corporations of empire. Yes, America for 100 years has been profiting. It used to be England would profit, but the shift of power had to, the baton had to be transferred to empire, out of the hands of the European nations, out of the hand of Britain, into empire. And that's where the baton, who holds the baton now? Will America pass that baton on? No, never. That baton will not be released until America is judged. We can't stop what's coming. You can't stop the response of Russia to America's plan to put nukes in eastern Ukraine. Russia had to respond because Russia must fulfill her destiny, and that destiny is in Ezekiel in the Bible, chapter 38 and 39. A nation called Gog, or a spirit, or a people in the land of Magog, a vicinity, which we know as Russia. Russia, in those two chapters are discussing Russia in the last 100-150 years, from being nearly destroyed 4 times to becoming a power like America, like the world has never seen apart from America. Russia presently is even more powerful than China as far as militarily. Xi Jinping knows this. This is why he has to friend Russia temporarily, but eventually even China must fulfill her destiny, and her destiny is to help unite most of the Asian sisters to go to Armageddon. Now, so all of the corporations in the United States, they're in the Bible. You wouldn't believe that they are, but they are. They're in a hidden way in the book of Revelation chapter 17. There's a woman, a harlot, a prostitute. And this prostitute is, yes, a nation, America, empire. But what is it that makes empire what she is? Corporations. Corporations. And the beginning of the large corporations began with the Rockefeller Empire in the United States in the late 1800s. And then you have one empire after another after another. One major corporation, decade by decade. And some of the major corporations in Europe were made great with American backing, American money, with the American government. They could not have become what they are, like Thyssen, or no, what's the name of the, I'm trying to think of the big German pharmaceutical company. I'll get it in a second. But these big corporations, excuse me, were made what they are. They became what they are because of American backing, financing, not just America, but through 2 occult societies, Pilgrim Society, London, Pilgrim Society, New York. And these corporations are in the Bible. I began to talk about this environmental social governance. This cannot come into existence. This is the tool of the New World Order and the blueprints for this ESG, this environmental social governance. The blueprints came in through the occult, through the children of the devil. And without the corporations are all, in this country, are all merging into this environmental social governance. The Republicans are, that understand what it is. It was something that was kind of insignificant 3-4 years ago, but now it is so significant that the Republicans are now pushing back and be deciding we need to be anti-ESG. It's too late. Again, we cannot stop what's in the Bible. We cannot stop the woman harlot prostitute in Revelation 17. We cannot stop the what makes America what she is as an empire. We can't stop it. The corporations. Yes, the government itself in itself is very, very powerful. But without corporations, the government would be absolutely worthless, nothing. Without corporations, and there's a war taking place now between the government and the corporations. This is the only way that the government can control the corporation is through laws. Eventually, the corporations are the ones that are going to, what would you say, just bypass or skirt the laws made. They will make the laws. They have been making laws. They will continue to make laws. But in this country, my position is that this coming world dictator that we know is Antichrist will be at some point in power in the American presidency. Once he's in power, I don't know if you want to call him a president or the final ruling authority directing that will give direction to the new globalist Luciferian New World Order in this country. He eventually will be completely at war with the corporations. He presently hates corporations, but he must use them. He may not like the ship he's on, and eventually he'll destroy the ship that he's on, but he has to use the ship. American government and the corporations that are the military. He has to use all of the military industrial complex for his purposes. He has to use the economy. He may not want to, may not like it, but he's forced to, according to Revelation chapter 17. The woman is a government in conjunction with corporations. Now, these corporations want to, and they're looking to capitalize on the war in Ukraine. They're not going to. Russia, her destiny is going to be in Israel, and in Israel, Russia will be destroyed with other nations that decide to move into the Middle East to occupy the landmass east of the Jordan River and control the nation of Israel from a short distance. It will not happen. One of the other nations that will come with Russia, the big one, Iran. Just trying to give you a little insight so we can see the world from a view from above. Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes.
Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group, so I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
One of the signs that we're in the end times is when men, according to the Bible, would go into space. And in the Bible, it says that that would happen, that we would be at the very end, prior to Christ's return, within, the, say, the last 60, 70 years, we would break the barrier of Earth's atmosphere, and men would be in space. There's the verse, I think it is in, I'm trying to remember. But it says that men will make their nest in the heavens, like a bird making their nest in a tree. But men would have nests in outer space. This would be another proof that, number one, the Bible prophecies are accurate and true, can be trusted. Number two, that because we are in space, not just once or twice, but space has been a playground for the governments of the world, especially the United States, that we would be in space and man would make nests in space, which has already come to pass. We are in the end of the world time period. just another way to prove that we're at the end. Corruption, evil would be international, and not only would it be great evil and wickedness internationally, but it would be, according to the Bible, it would be viewed by the people of the world that are looking, that are watching. That could only come about by what we call the present-day abilities of media, radio, television, social media, and because of that, the whole world can be informed. And this is exactly another scenario before Christ's return. The world would be in an information age. This happened, started happening about 100 years ago with the invention of radio, telegraph. Now, another sign would be Israel becoming a nation in 1948. Then eventually in Luke chapter 21, it said that Israel likened to an olive tree. I don't think it's Luke 20. I don't think it's Luke 21. I'm trying to remember. Luke 10 maybe. It said that Israel is like a olive tree, and you plant an olive tree and you wait, and Israel as a nation was planted as a new olive tree in 1948. But through the last 70 plus years, 2-3 years roughly, almost 4 years, Israel would mature and would grow. And grow means it would be completely mature. Israel as a nation is a mature nation. And Luke also says, and the other trees, meaning other nations must also mature. Who are these nations? A mature Russia, a mature Israel, all of the Saudi nations, all of the Saudi Arabia, the nations of the Middle East. Here, just barely over 100 years ago, they really weren't who they are presently. They had to mature, because they have a destiny, all of them. Jordan, Syria, Iran, Iraq, all the Middle Eastern nations, Egypt, China. China must mature. She's almost mature. Then you have the greatest tree, the tree that is the largest tree of as far as nations go, America. Now remember, for those that have read the Bible, in the book of Daniel, there was a nation, Babylon, and Babylon was likened to a tree whose branches spread out over the earth and provided a place for the birds to nest and a covering for shade. A massive, massive tree. It was a kingdom. It was also, you might say, it was pertaining also to an individual at that time, King Nebuchadnezzar. Well, the principle in our time, and it jumped from then to the present, there would be at the end of the world another nation called Babylon that would be just like that tree in the book of Daniel, and it would be a massive tree. Its branches would cover the whole earth, provide shade, and it would provide food, it would provide shelter, exactly what this country has done to the nations of the world. We have provided everything. We provided food, we provided help in their emergencies, with their crises. And just exactly like that ancient tree in the book of Daniel that Nebuchadnezzar was the king over, there would be an end time empire just like that. All the birds would nest. Now, there's a hidden meaning with the birds. The birds, If they're clean, like a dove, that can be used for purposes of food for mankind, they would nest, and there would be unclean birds. And unclean means America would be a haunt for all witchcraft. The demons represented by these, the term birds, the birds would nest. America has become a haunt for all of the occult religions in the world. We are the center for every occult system that is known. Why? Because the occult world, they want to come to a land of a culture that is the finest, the best culture ever. This is where the occult societies, and they are protected by the Constitution. They also, the Christian churches, are protected by the Constitution. The people of the country, protected by the Constitution. And also, they, the occult world, they're what they do other than murder, they're protected by the Constitution. So there is a protection even for them. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Bob Cameron with Waterworks. Call or text 303-888-8891. It may not be obvious, but all water has impurities. Yes, your water has impurities. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today to schedule your free water analysis. 303-888-8891.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
The Center for Medicare and Medicaid is cracking down on call centers due to a 150% increase in complaints they had last year due to pitchmen like Joe Namath, Captain Kirk, and Jimmy J.J. Walker. These guys will not be your advocates if you change your plan with them. Please call me first, 970-515-6882. I do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information I provide is limited to those plans I do offer. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Age of Aquarius. Aquarius. Aquarius.
There is a new age coming, but it's not going to be the age of Aquarius. There will be a temporary age where there will be a Fourth Reich, or a Fourth Awakening, or a Fourth Industrial Revolution. It will be the last of the fours. There will be, it will all end. It is coming to an end. The Luciferians of the world are pushing their agendas as quickly as possible because they know their time is short. They know. I'm telling you, the occult world, they know, because their prophets in the occult, and they do have prophets, they do have apostles in their occult world, they do have teachers, they do have evangelists, and they do have, teachers, evangelists, pastors who keep everybody in check, and their prophets, false prophets, and their apostles, false apostles. They know, these people, they know, because the stars in the heaven, the paths in the heavens, the way in which God has ordained the motion of the stars and the planets, they are being told that their demise is coming shortly. Also, these ley lines, or these lines in the earth, which you can call latitude and longitude, the 33rd degree parallel, right? And they know. They're told, they're fully aware that the end is near, is here. They're just a decade away from their complete, total elimination. Christ said that just at the time that he comes, he will grab the earth by the horizons, and he will shake the wicked and evil out of the earth. But before that time, the world has to go through the hardships that Christ said would come at the end of the world. And yes, the children of the devil, they're the ones that will bring the hardships. They will be allowed to start wars, to create viruses, plagues, diseases. They'll be allowed to starve, because God must make it clear to all of mankind how evil these people are. They have no love, empathy for mankind, not even for their own children. Usually, they even sacrifice their own children, unless the child is really powerful in the occult. Those children, they live on. I'll give you an example. There is a gentleman, this is my opinion, Lawrence Rockefeller. Now, when Lawrence disappeared, I'm trying to remember if he was David's son, there was an investigation, but not a deep investigation. Could it be that Lawrence really didn't have a future with the Rockefeller family, that he was possibly expendable, and he maybe knew too much? And this is what happens in the occult world with these type of families. The children that are sub-quality, that are not the highest in the spiritual dynamics, these children are eliminated. Or if it should be that when these children are born, if the occult world, if they see that that child has a future, and in that future a visit with Jesus Christ, and that that child will be a great soldier in the kingdom of heaven, that individual is eliminated. You don't have to accept my view, my opinion. You can't see what I see if you don't have your eyes opened by the Holy Spirit. But the occult world, they know when a child has a destiny with the Lord Jesus. They know when that child has a destiny with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. and they make sure that child never makes it to breathe on this earth for a long period of time. And most of the time, those children barely make it out of the womb. Now, again, the tool, the great tool of environmentalism and the agenda is what is called woke capitalism. This is a spirit. This is a deceiving spirit to deceive the nations of the world, the men in these corporations. They must go along with this ESG movement, with the environmental social governance. This is the only way. You cannot control mankind through vaccinations. You cannot control them through militaries. You can't control mankind through starvation only. You have to have something more powerful. One of the two most powerful things is you control them financially through the digital system, which is what ESG is. And it will come into existence. Social credit scores. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey DeQuint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey DeQuint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
It took a train derailment to, I've been listening to this derailment here for what, about a week, over a week. There are so many things that are on my radar. You know, Cactus and I, we try to discuss as much as we can about what is important. And there are some things that I don't feel that I need to really discuss because everybody else is discussing them. I don't want to be redundant with, you know, the same news coming out over and over. But this one here, I didn't really pay attention to it until I heard this ESG. What is ESG? Huh. And I began to investigate, and then I remember Revelation chapter 17 about this great harlot, this prostitute who deceives the nations and is responsible for the death of all of these individuals internationally, possibly in our time period, maybe half of the Earth's population. In her will be found all the death of all these people. The children, people of the world, the children, the people of Israel as a family, and the Christian people internationally. And to bring this, all these companies into, you might say, one family, the tool, yes, you could say it would be digital currency. Yes, that could be part of it. But the main tool will be environmental. And for the nation, for these corporations, they must go along with this, because the people, most of the people, I would say 95% of the people in these major corporations at the very top are involved in the occult world. And if their apostles and prophets in the covens tell them to do it, they will do it. And they're being told, don't you worry, corporations and CEOs, don't worry, the laws are not going to affect or prosecute you in any way. You will be protected from the law of the great land of empire, the laws of the Constitution. You'll be protected. You don't have to worry about being prosecuted. We order you to implement any country, any company that's involved with gas, energy, oil, what they consider to be green, something that will destroy the environment, cause a carbon footprint to expand, whatever, you will not be able to trade. And the people that have invested into oil and gas, these companies are not going to, people are going to, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like a store that you're trying to, you don't want to support. The cities, the governments of the cities and the states, if they're going to invest in oil and gas, no, forbidden. You can't do that. You want to take retirement funds and invest in oil and gas? You have to invest in what is woke companies that are going to attempt to destroy oil and gas. They will. That's it for today. Talk to you tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial location. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Bleed Stop. Clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop, safe in the wound. Find Bleed Stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the Bleed Stop button at the top of the page.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.